Like many little girls, I was captivated by stories set in English castles and manor houses. One of my favorites was The Secret Garden. As a fairly spoiled only child, I was probably a lot more like Mary Lennox than I'm proud to admit. But I wanted very desperately to be Dickon, Mary's friend who could talk to animals. I wanted squirrels and foxes to be my friends and to tell me about their world and to help me understand mine better. My mom and I read The Secret Garden aloud as my bedtime book when I was six, and I was enchanted by the creaky old house and the overgrown magical garden. If only we had something like that in Wilmington. The following year, my parents purchased a dilapidated mansion on Market Street, complete with a secret passage, ghosts, and a multitude of surprise cubby holes. It also included a fenced yard that had been ignored for so long that the thorns were higher than my head. After 8 months of stabilizing work and the installation of air conditioning, we moved into what would become an almost 17-year renovation project. The first weekend we lived there, my mother did two things. She handed me a cut glass bowl filled with skeleton keys and told me to figure out which locks they fit. An excellent chore for an inquisitive 7-year-old. The next part of her plan manifested after lunch. She walked me out on the back porch, handed me a pair of gardening shears, and told me to go clear a path in the yard. At first, I thought this was a great idea. But very shortly, about 10 minutes later, I came back whining about how hard it was and that I didn't want to do it anymore. Obviously, she had anticipated me, because she shook her head in disappointment and asked if Mary and Dickon would have given up on the garden so easily. "But that's different," I cried. "No, it's not," she responded. "It's exactly the same. We have our own secret garden here, but if you want to bring it back to life and make it beautiful again, it's going to take hard work and elbow grease." I sputtered, "That was a book. This is real. This is nothing like a book." And then my mom swooped in with her favorite parting shot, pointing out that all of the time I had spent complaining was time lost towards finishing my goal. I marched back outside that afternoon and every Saturday afternoon for the next year. And eventually, I was rewarded with something that every little girl dreams of. One day, while hacking back vines, I found, hiding underneath the wisteria and the bushes, a playhouse. A playhouse with real working glass windows that opened and closed, an Alice in Wonderland door, and a lock with a skeleton key. It might be one of the most magical moments of my life. And though finding that playhouse was an instant of magic, the yard and our own enclosed secret garden, ringed with head-height bushes on all sides, I now realize that's what the real magic was about. It became integral to our family life as we sat outside before dinner almost every day, bird-watching, playing with the dogs, communing with nature, and with each other in the sun's setting golden haze. It was also a living reminder of the importance of tending not only to each other, but to our long-term goals, and how sweet the rewards of both of those can be, a lesson that every parent hopes to teach their children.